Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. According to research conducted at the University of Connecticut, Oreo cookies are even more addictive than cocaine, and eating the cookies activates more neurons in the pleasure center of the brain than drugs do. This finding was the result of research on rats, which, interestingly enough, I thought this was insane. They eat the middle of the cookie first, just like the humans do. Well, in one experiment, rats in one chamber were given Oreos, and then they were given rice cakes in another chamber. The rats given the Oreos split the cookies open and ate the filling and then ate the cookie, again, just like the humans. Most of the time, the rats didn't even finish the rice cakes when they were given rice cakes. When the food was removed, the rats preferred to spend more time in the chamber in which they received cookies than in the chamber in which they received the rice cakes. In another experiment, rats were given cocaine or morphine in one chamber and a saline solution in another. The solutions were removed, and then the rats were allowed to choose which chamber to spend time in. They preferred, of course, the chamber in which they received the drugs. But here's the thing. The rats, when given the choice, the rats spent as much time in the chamber in which they got the cookies as they did in the ones in which they got the drugs. So the cookies were just as compelling as drugs. The researchers used some, and I won't go into describing the whole test, but they measured responses in the pleasure centers of the brain. And again, the Oreos activated significantly more neurons than either cocaine or morphine. Faculty researcher Joseph Schroeder said, quote, "Our research supports the theory that high-fat, high-sugar foods stimulate the brain in the same way that drugs do. It may explain why some people can't resist these foods despite the fact they know they're bad for them." And Schroeder's going to present this research at a conference next month. But I find it interesting and important to share this information because so many people don't understand why they have such difficulty giving up some of these foods. And the reason is that they are just as appealing from a brain response standpoint as drugs. And we know how difficult it can be to break an addiction to drugs. So I'll just share this with you. Every year on Halloween, I buy candy that kids like. And it's one of the, I guess I don't want to be the woman in the neighborhood giving out the stuff that all the kids don't like because they, most of them are not eating a diet like the one that I eat. And of course, the temptation, even though I know a lot about why I'm not supposed to eat all this candy, is still there. So when the last child leaves the house, I take all the leftover candy, mix it with the kitty litter from cleaning out the cat box and put it in the trash because I know enough about myself to know that no matter how much pleasure I can think about in terms of eating that chocolate, I will not dig it out of the trash in the kitty litter and eat it. So I am aware of the compulsion and the draw of these types of foods and make the right decisions to protect myself. And I guess that's what I'm telling you is that you don't have a willpower problem. This stuff is really appealing. Get rid of it. Keep it out of your house. Don't play willpower games with yourself. All right. That's all for now. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend, and I will speak with you again on Monday.